Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Solana is one of these people that is headed to Vegas this weekend. Can I mention you or no?
Yeah, I'm going out there.
You're going out there to Vegas. Can I mention why or no?
I'm just going out there.
Okay. Crowder's going to be out there as well. But like I said, a lot of Dolphins fans are going out to Vegas. So Solana, as Solana has gone to all the road games this season, we've given him assignments. So for preseason, you went, the first one was Chicago, right? First road trip was Chicago.
Yeah, Chi-Town.
And you went, we assigned him Gibson's Steakhouse. He went. Lou Malnati's, Deep Dish Pizza. He did that. He wanted to go see The Bean. Yep. He did that. Next week was Cincinnati. Went to Cincinnati for the Bengals game. We had Jason Jackson come on, who's from Cincinnati. He explained to Solana, you got to get the Skyline Chili. Solana showed up at that Skyline Chili Sunday morning, 11 a.m., right as they were opening. He had a rough one with the five-way and the conies, but he did it.
Yes.
And then the most recent one was week one, New England, which was really Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh.
This one was the best. Ruthie Polinsky from NBC6 came on, and she had worked in the Providence, Rhode Island market for a long time. And she gave Solana a place to go for not hot dogs, but wieners. You had to call them wieners.
Yep.
And milk coffee, right?
Coffee milk.
What was the name of the place she sent you to?
It was Olney System.
Olney System.
Yeah. Olneyville, New York System.
And the wieners that he took pictures of were disgusting. He got sick. It was perfect.
Huh? For us.
And the way that that I've made this clear is when Solana is going on these road trips, we want him to go to places that have a local vibe, maybe a place that you couldn't go to here. And the analogy I give is, if we were doing this bit and Solana was coming to Miami, we wouldn't tell him to go to Prime 112.
Yeah.
We would tell him to go to Pollo Tropical.
Yep.
You know, something along those lines.
Yes, yes.
You know, we just want it to be more fun. Chicago was a little bit different, you know, because you have to have deep dish pizza. And he was going to be with Goldie, and Goldie wanted a steak at Gibson's.
I was going to say, Hawk, Chicago's winning right now.
Yeah. No
Hands
doubt.
Down.
No
yes.
doubt. But he is going to Vegas, and you've been there once in your life?
Once.
Okay. And you remember that crowd? Because Crowder and I have been there a number of times. We've done a number of broadcasts out there. And if you remember the last time Solana went there, I don't even think he was our producer.
No.
Right? We just saw him around the station. He was like, hey, I'm going to Vegas. And we said, you got to go gamble at Planet Hollywood. And he ended up going to Planet Hollywood and eating in their food court. He got my right hand to God.
You're not lying.
The dude comes back from Vegas. He goes, hey, I took your advice. I went to Planet Hollywood. Have you heard of Earl of Sandwich? Am I lying, Solana?
I didn't know if you had had it or not.
It's at the Turnpike rest stop. I mean, it's everywhere. And so he comes back. He didn't gamble there. He didn't see the dancing girls. He didn't, like, came back, and he's like, yeah, I did what you told me. I went to Earl of Sandwich at Planet Hollywood. I don't even, like, where do you start with that?
Why?
That full Montague, though.
Yeah, full Montague. The Earl of Sandwich is closed in the town center food court at in Boca.
Should.
Didn't get enough full Montagues. So in Vegas, instead of bringing on an expert, Crowder and I fancy ourselves experts in Vegas, mm-hmm. and we know what we would like to see from Solana. And so I have a few things for you here. Now, one of the places, and I bounced all this stuff off with my friend Jim Frivola, who you know, who we always hang out with in Vegas.
Yeah.
He's a former roommate of mine from college, but he lives in Vegas. He's a VP with the Golden Knights, used to be a VP with UFC. So I talked with him driving in today, and he has signed off on these assignments. So what I want everyone to do is make sure you follow Solana on social media. And what is it, Alex M. Solana
yes.
on Twitter and Instagram?
Yeah.
Because he posts photographic evidence of the places, like even the place that Ruthie Polinsky sent him. Like, he's a trooper. He had done work all day long. What time did you get to that? Only systems.
It was close to midnight. Yeah, like 11:30.
And he went there and he got these wieners, and I mean the pictures were disgusting. But that's what I'm looking for, or places like that. So I have five things that I want you to do if you can while you're out there. Number one, you have to go to In-N-Out Burger. The reason that I want him to go to In-N-Out Burger while in Vegas and not L.A. is there is no L.A. road trip this season. Have you ever had In-N-Out Burger?
In Vegas.
Okay, in Vegas. I want you to go to In-N-Out Burger. If you want to get it animal style, you can get it animal style. But I'm a big fan of the fries well done at In-N-Out Burger. I think they're undercooked if they're not. But there's an In-N-Out Burger there's one at the Link now, which is like a whole touristy area on the Strip.
That's where I went.
That's where you went. Sometimes that has too long a line. So there's one kind of behind, Excalibur, between Excalibur and something else. I know too much about this.
I be drinking. I don't know what you're talking about. I've seen it before.
Hop in an Uber. And go to In-N-Out. So you got to get an In-N-Out, a visit to In-N-Out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Fat Burger. There's a Fat Burger on the Strip. That's where, I think it was T.I. got in a fight at Fat Burger.
Yep.
Fat Burger is mentioned in Ice Cube's It Was a Good Day.
Mm-hmm.
And Beastie Boys mentioned Fat Burger. There's 200-plus Fat Burger locations in California and Washington, like the West Coast.
Yes, yes.
There is one on the Strip in Vegas, and you get a burger, big old egg on top of that burger.
And it's right on the Strip. You can
right
see
on
people
the Strip.
I know exactly where it is.
All right. So you get a Fat Burger when you're way out west. Check it. Can you get a Fat Burger while you're out there?
Done.
All right. So again, you follow Alex M. Solana on social media. Now here's a couple other things. I want you to take a gondola ride inside the Venetian, and I don't want anyone in the gondola with you. So I want video, because I've done this with my wife and kid, and the gondola guy will sing to you, and it's a nice leisurely pace around the Venetian. You've been in the Venetian before?
I have.
Okay. Looks like a little Italian city, and you're in Venice there.
The little boat by himself?
Yeah. This is what I want.
That's about a 25-minute ride with that guy.
And I'll pay for it, because I think it's like $40 or something. So,
what?
But I want video on your Instagram of the guy singing to you. Look, he's sweating. He's rubbing his eyes.
That's awkward.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
I think Ruthie Polinsky kind of raised the bar on what we're expecting out of Solana.
You know what?
And yes. So now I'm yeah, go enjoy the In-N-Out Burger. Enjoy Fat Burger. But you better take a solo gondola ride at the Venetian in Vegas, okay? I don't all of a sudden want to see Jason Taylor with you. I want a solo gondola ride at the Venetian.
And sit right next to the guy. Don't get on the other side of the boat. Sit right up underneath him. For real.
Might be a good time to flex my Italian that I've been working
there
on.
There you go. Oh, okay.
What you got?
Give us a sample.
A pepperoni.
It's not Italian. You're just saying pepperoni.
The pizza.
Pepperoni. I'll row the thing right into the wall. I quit.
Just hold your syllables, huh?
And then I want you to go. Sometimes when Crowder and I go out there, you know, they'll put us up at a nice place. If I go there with my family, I usually stay at like City Center, or I'll stay at Aria or Cosmopolitan, yeah, somewhere nice. Sometimes when we go out there for a fight, the fight promoters put us up wherever there might be room. And oftentimes, that's the Excalibur.
Is that the smoke shack?
Yeah, the Excalibur should be an ashtray. It really, like, I always say, instead of it being, like, looking like medieval times outside, it should just be an ashtray. You walk in there, it smells like smoke. Anyway, in the Excalibur, there is a downstairs called the Fun Dungeon. And there's a restaurant in there called Hot Dog on a Stick. And I want a picture of you eating a hot dog on a stick in front of Hot Dog on a Stick inside the Fun Dungeon at the Excalibur.
Why?
I have a picture of me and Chris Whittingham at the Hot Dog on a Stick at the Excalibur. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. That's one of the assignments that I'm giving you. Why? Because I'm assigning it to you. As bad as you think the Excalibur is, wait till you take the escalator downstairs into the Fun Dungeon, which is like a food court and some carnival games. It's
weird.
It's the bottom of the ashtray.
It's under an ashtray.
You know, Hot Dog on a Stick is a big chain. They're in like 500 malls.
Yeah, that was in Atlanta.
Oh, was it? Like red, white, and blue, or like real? Yeah. So Hot Dog on a Stick. So four assignments: In-N-Out Burger, Fat Burger, Gondola Ride at the Venetian, and the Hot Dog on a Stick restaurant inside the Fun Dungeon at the Excalibur. Wear clothes that you don't ever want to wear again, because you just can't get the smell out.
Got it.
Fun Dungeon comes first, Solana.
Finally, for gambling. And this is what Crowder and I were telling you when we originally told you when you were going to Vegas. Planet Hollywood has a hotel on the Strip.
Done.
And I know you think yourself, Planet Hollywood, you know, there's Bellagio and there's Caesars and there's Wynn and... Planet Hollywood has loud music at night. You can't go there at 4 p.m. Like, it has to be after 10 p.m. They have loud music playing. They have girls dancing on platforms over the tables, right? So if you're playing roulette, you're playing craps, you're playing blackjack, there's dancing girls, loud music. It is a scene.
It's the best place. Because we went, we did Aria, Wynn, we did all of it.
Sure, and they're beautiful hotels. But Planet for guys Hollywood, just drinking and gambling,
that's
my sweet spot.
I'm telling you.
And the story, I've told this before. So Crowder and I, we are at a roulette table, and we are drinking because we're having fun. And we're hitting.
Yep.
We're piling money in, and that makes you drink more. And so now the drinks are flowing, and we're high-fiving, right? We're at Planet Hollywood, and when they do a dancer change or a dealer shift change, they have a song they play. And so I want you to picture me and Crowder. We are lit.
Yep.
We are at a roulette table.
We've
got stacks in front of us. And this song comes, I mean, blasting out of the speakers of Planet Hollywood. And it makes you feel great already, doesn't it?
Chills.
Of course.
I got goosebumps.
Of course. Get out your seat. And so, and move your feet. Get out your seat. We get out of our seat.
Man. We famous.
Everybody's famous. Now, as this is playing, these girls, they're walking through. They're going to do a shift change.
20, 30 of them with little bathing suits on.
Crowder and I are dancing like Kid and Play. We're jump rope over our own legs.
Bro, we hit, though. Like, you up 400-500. You got them.
So crank this up. Picture it. We in the pleasure pit. Blackjacks with a stack of chips. And it is the pleasure pit. It's called the pleasure pit.
Yep. Sipping martinis with a lime and twist. Yup. Court lounge taking flicks. Can't blame us for acting rich and famous. That's right, PH Vegas. Don't get mad, you hate us. The memories are crazy.
The memories are crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
We're dancing. We're drinking. And I'm P-H-A-M-O-U-S. And the P-H, we now know, stands for Planet Hollywood. And I'm thinking to myself, who is it? This is Drake. Like, who? I mean, this is a banger. Is this Kendrick Lamar? Crank this up. Who is this?
Yeah, that ain't Kendrick.
Right. Powder and I are like. We are doing a conga line.
And what did this play about once an hour, right?
About once an hour after 10 p.m. on the weekends. They do shift changes.
We listened to this 7 times.
Now.
But we were there till 4 a.m.
So now. Okay, so turn it off for a second. Unbelievable. I mean, this is a banger. I'm going to play this on the show when I get home. Now the next night. We're hungover. We're losing all our money. Nothing is going right. This song goes on again. Crank it up. Get out your seat and move your feet. Get out your seat and move your feet. We famous, everybody's famous. It's the worst song in the history of the world. And you're like, hey, turn this dumbass song off. I'm trying to concentrate on the blackjack table, jackasses. You're cranking up this awful song. And I get home and I'm like, I got to find out who did this song because I want to play it. And Apple Music, no. Spotify, no. Like, am I spelling it right? It's P-H-A-M-O-U-S. I think I have the lyrics. I go to Specs. I go to Peaches. No one has this album. I find it on YouTube. It's a commercial. This isn't even a song. Somebody created this for Planet Hollywood. But we were so caught up in a great night of gambling that we thought this was the next Tupac or Biggie.
After that second trip to the ATM.
Turn it off!
Turn this crap off!
Turn this crap off!
Gotta get my kid back.
So, but I want you to experience that at Planet Hollywood. So at night, late, and you're only going to be there on a weekend, so it's perfect. Yeah. So you got your assignments for Vegas, Solana?
I did.
All right. You ready and willing to complete them all?
They will get done. Hey, gondola ride alone.
That's what I want you to focus on as your highest priority.
Alone.
Alone.
All right.
And I want the guy singing to you. I don't want you to ask for a female gondolier. I want that video. Understood?
All right.
I'm going to be there. I don't know my schedule, Solana, but. Just don't invite me to the fun dungeon. I'm not coming. I'm going to tell you flat out right now.
Oh, well, I'll bring the hot dog on a stick out to you.
I'm good.
Bring it out to you.
I'm good.
In fact, I want you to bring the hot dog on a stick on your gondola.
Now you're really going to get made fun of.
All right. There you go. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.